7. It's fine. Yeah, John chapter 7, verse 37. And as was said, here we are in the southern steps, and we're standing on the steps that are actually still original. And was mentioned that oftentimes the common people would pass this way to make their way up to the temple area. You know, the Bible says concerning Jesus that the common man heard him gladly. And I believe that that's significant, that the common man, if they're going to hear him gladly, he would have been around the common man. And so I don't doubt that he would have passed up this way with his disciples, walking on these very steps, which have not been touched, that remain the same. But in John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus had made his way up to this area to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles was a significant celebration amidst the Jewish people. It is where they would go out into, for lack of a better term, tents or booths, whatever you refer. They would make these structures and they would go out and spend time celebrating and commemorating really the wilderness wanderings of the nation of Israel after they had departed out of Egypt, being delivered from bondage. They were out in the middle of the wilderness, and this was commemorating the Feast of Tabernacles. And so it lasted 7 days, and it is believed that the eighth day was actually the highest day of the celebration. And Jesus being in this area, notice John chapter 7, verse 37. It says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, that Jesus stood up and he cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, literally torrents gushing out of living water. But John then commentates on this, and he says in verse 39, but this Jesus spoke concerning the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. On the eighth day of this celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles, it is also believed that the priests would take water, and they would take some water and they would pour it out, and they would pronounce this blessing. Some believe traditionally that the blessing comes out of Isaiah, where it talks about he will pour out this water, and that was something very significant on the eighth day, the high day of this celebration. And as it was being poured out, some suggest that on that day was the day that Jesus stood up and he cried out with a loud voice. And he said to all those people, as the water was being poured out, and as we've already noted, water was a life source for them. Without water, they couldn't survive. And we've gone all throughout this land, this holy land, talking about how water was so significant and the way to get it, and that it sustained you. It was your life source. And so imagine now the priest pouring out the water and Jesus standing up and saying, listen, if anybody's thirsty, let him come unto me. And it says, whoever comes unto me and drinks and believes in Jesus, that as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow torrents of living water. This he spoke of the Spirit. You see, water that you would receive in the land, it could satisfy you temporarily. It could sustain life. But Jesus is offering himself as the living water. In essence, he's saying, if you come and drink from me, much the same what he said to the Samaritan woman, you remember, at the well there in Samaria, as he stopped and said, listen, if you drink from this water, you're going to thirst again. But if whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again. He wasn't talking about physical water, because the woman said, sir, where do you have a pitcher or whatever to draw this water out? Jesus wasn't talking about physical water that sustains the life. He was talking about something spiritual that will sustain you on in through eternity. Living water, which was a representation of the work of the Holy Spirit. And so he just offers it to all these people, loud voice. If anybody's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And as you partake of what Jesus offers, it says, man, there is this, you talk about a well springing up with inside of you. It's like torrents of living water flowing out of you. You see, guys, that's the thing. The Holy Spirit doesn't simply want you to be a container, but a vessel. He wants to flow into you so that you can overflow and his work through you can flow out. That's what the Lord desires. Not a container, but a dispenser of this living water to others. And so I suppose the question we ask ourselves here on the Southern Steps today is the same question that Jesus asked. Is anybody thirsty? If you're thirsty for more of God, if you're thirsty for more of the Lord Jesus, if you come to Him and say, all right, Lord, here I am. I received all that you have for me. The Bible says if you believe the scriptures, that you can receive that, and out of your innermost being will flow torrents of living water, the work of the Holy Spirit. And right now, I'm just going to pray for those of you seated here. If that's something you desire, because you realize you can put this phrase right here, what Jesus said, you remember in John chapter 4, if you drink this water, you'll thirst again. You can put that over every endeavor, over every goal, over everything this world offers. And you listen, you can drink from it, but it will never fully satisfy you. You'll always want something more. There's only one thing that satisfies you, and that's the Lord Jesus. And so if that's something you're thirsty for, I'm just going to pray for us right now that the Lord would just baptize us afresh with that living water, that it would flow into us and flow out of us as a result. Father, we thank you that we could be here on the Southern Steps, Lord, and we remember the words that you said. Lord, if there was anyone thirsty, to let them come and drink from you. And Lord, we come, Lord, with thirsty hearts. Lord, like the psalmist said, in a dry and weary land, our soul longs after you. Like a deer pants for the water brook, so my soul longs for you. And God, there's so many things in this world that promise to satisfy the emptiness in every soul of man. But we realize today, Lord, that only you and you alone can satisfy the deepest longings in our souls. And so, Lord, we want to drink and drink freely of all that you offer. Lord, I pray for each one of us here, God, that there would be a fresh outpouring of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that would come upon us. And God, that we would see the effects in the days ahead. Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. And so, Lord, we thank you for this moment, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.